T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Greg Rosenthal here on Bull and Fox. Jonathan in for Adam today. Greg, how's it going?
Yay. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you today? How's everything treating you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We were having a discussion about Rashard Higgins. If we just use SpotRack, it says $6 million at $24 million. Dustin projected out a little bit higher than that. But ultimately, what you'd have then is you'd have a third wide receiver being paid, you know, roughly $6, $7 million, a backup quarterback in Case Keenum being paid $7 million, and it starts to add up when you have holes on the defense. What should the Browns do with Higgins?
Oh, I think they can bring him back for less than that. I hope I'm wrong. I like Rashard Higgins. I do a show with Andrew Hawkins, who considered Higgins a kind of a mentee, a guy he looked over and is a huge fan of. But in this market, I would be shocked if he got anywhere near $6 million a year. There's so many wide receivers available. So to me, you might be able to get him back at a half that, possibly.
Would you sign him to like a 2-year deal, or would you make it a 4-year deal? How would you structure it?
It's a good question. I think he's a nice, like, young player, and he might want to do something like a 2-year deal. To get back into the free agent market, because I just don't think he's going to be like near the top of these wide receiver lists. A lot of people are going to get cut over the next few weeks. You guys know the cap figure is going down. Yeah. You know, he had okay production last year, but not great. And to me, like, his fit there, he knows that offense. He has good chemistry with Baker and I think Stefanski, and he could maybe do better by taking a short contract with Cleveland and getting some big numbers.
Donovan Peoples-Jones and Baker had a passer rating in the 150s last year together. Like, Baker was over 150 targeting DPJ, which is kind of crazy if you think about it. If he didn't exist, like if he just wasn't there, would it make this move any easier for the Browns, or actually make it harder because he actually does exist?
Yeah, I think when you consider him and certainly the money Jarvis Landry and Odell are making, it gets complicated. Now, that raises the Odell question, certainly. I don't think they're going into next year counting on, you know, Donovan Peoples-Jones to be, you know, a starting receiver or close. But having that sort of depth as a third or a fourth, however they want to do free agency, certainly gives you some wiggle room. I think in today's NFL, especially a guy like Stefanski, he wants 4 receivers. You don't just want 2. You want 4 that you want to use, and they did a good job with that last year.
What do you think happens with Odell? I mean, there's those rumors out there that, you know, Tom Brady wants him in Tampa Bay. I don't know how that happens. I think Schefter may have mentioned that again this morning on TV. Like, do you think there's a better chance that he's on another team next year, or is he on the Browns?
I tend to believe he'll be on the Browns because I think he's an asset with the contract that he has, no guaranteed money, under 15 a year. Mm-hmm. I think you want to see what he can do with this offense doing well, and so that I would only trade him, you know, for a good price tag. Now, is that going to happen in this market? Kind of like I mentioned, there's a lot of receivers in this draft. There's a lot of young receivers in the league. There's some good receivers in free agency. There's not a lot of cap space. Are they really going to be able to get, let's say, like a first-round pick for Odell? I'd have my doubts. To me, the better value for the Browns is letting it play out. I still want to see what he can look like on this team, at least for another year.
How about this trade? This coming from our buddies in Boston and at WEEI, and this it feels very NBA trade machine, where it obviously benefits one side or another way more. And I'm like, it's like, who says no? I say no to this, but I want to present it to you, Greg. The Patriots would get Odell Beckham Jr., the Browns would get Stephon Gilmore. Gilmore, of course, heading into the final year of his contract where Beckham signed through the 2023 campaign. Like, it's way too early for the Browns to just jump ship on this Odell thing, right?
I think it's too early, like I said, unless they're getting a significant return. If you force me to choose, as much as I love Jarvis Landry, like which guy I'd rather have, it'd still be Odell. I could see Gilmore getting traded too. I do think that's a little bit of just kind of fantasy football, putting those two guys together. But, it's crazier things have happened because Gilmore is a year away and I think he wants a new contract. Would the Browns be willing to give Stephon Gilmore a big new contract? That would be part of any trade that had to do with Stephon Gilmore, at least.
What do you think is a bigger need for the Browns? Another pass rusher or another premier cornerback like a Marshawn Lattimore or Gilmore, as we just mentioned?
That's a good question. I think I'd always lean pass rush primarily because the market, you know, of cornerbacks you can get, and I think the Saints will find a way to keep Lattimore, is not great at cornerback. And it's just such an up-and-down position where one year to the next you really see teams strike out in free agency. Yeah, it's a lot of all about the scheme. It's a lot about kind of finding the guy that fits your system. And so to me, cornerback is almost the bigger need, and yet pass rush is where I spend the money because I think it's more reliable and it's what you could actually find.
Well, on that note, Trey Hendrickson continues to pop up around Brown circles. I don't know why. I like him. Very average grades across the board. He was very good in college, graded out awesome in college, and then you're playing off last year. Really, is that someone that maybe like the area the Browns should be looking in, or are we still going big game hunting here?
Well, to me, he is big game. I think he's going to get paid that way. Or at least close to it. You're right. He hasn't had the same career as some of the guys available, Bud Dupree and Matthew Judon and Ngakoue. But I think he'll wind up making in the same ballpark because he had a better season than all of them a year ago. He was always a guy that, to me, was instant energy, instant production off the bench. He got a little more playing time last year. He's a big physical guy. He's just the type of guy that's going to make big money. So do you want to pay him $15 million a year or something like that? Yeah, that's a big risk. There are a lot of pass rushers out there. I mean, we just saw another one get cut today, Carlos Dunlap. You have Myles Garrett, and you're hoping, you know, your interior is better. You're hoping that you can create some of a pass rush because of the other linemen on your team. And actually, I think there actually should be some good values out there. But I don't know if Hendrickson's going to be one of them. I think he's going to get paid a lot of money.
Larry Ogunjobi's a free agent too, inside. He's been good, but he's been banged up a little bit. Do you think the Browns bring him back, or does someone else sign him in free agency?
I expect him to go elsewhere. I would say that almost of any free agent. You made it this far. You made it through your whole rookie contract. Now you have 32 teams to bid on you, and Ogunjobi's right in that sweet spot. I wrote about this when it comes to him. He's flashed at times. He's looked like, you know, certainly a capable starter. At times, you know, certainly an above-average starter. He's been up and down. He's young. He's got tools. Those are the types of guys that get paid huge money in free agency, that some team convinces themselves that he can turn the corner with them. And so at this point, you have the Browns bidding against 31 other teams. I think if they really prioritized him, they would have gotten a deal done by now.
Greg Rosenthal, NFL Network, NFL.com, joining us here on Bull and Fox and The Fan. David Njoku's a first-round pick in name only at this point. I like him, I do, but he goes full emo on us with the Instagram lyrics, and last year he's wearing these golden handcuffs, like, oh my gosh, I want to be traded, I want to be gone. But then there's moments you're like, well, wait a second, he's pretty good. But then you also turn around and you're like, We have Bryant, we have Hooper, like we have tight ends. We can afford to let one go and let David Njoku really, truly see if he can flourish elsewhere. It doesn't seem like the Browns are going to do that, though. What do you see with David Njoku in his future?
So you think the Browns are going to wind up keeping him?
I do. I think he's going to continue to try to force their hand, though. He's going to continue to try to scream and yell and do everything he can to say, I'm unhappy, get me out of here. And right now, it's just been an ongoing game of chicken between him and Andrew Berry, and Andrew Berry just hasn't blinked.
Yeah, it's a really it's interesting for me because I think you have a better team feel of what's going to go on in terms of, you know, what they want to do, because I would think he would be moving on. I'm with you. It's time. And I don't see the money being right for the production that he's given them. And, you know, when you hear that a guy could be available in a trade, I usually think, okay, he's no longer going to be on the team. I could be wrong. I do think, to your point, he's shown enough. Hey, he had a nice, yeah, at least he'll have that playoff game performance. He looked pretty good in the playoffs. Yeah. That I think another team actually would be interested. I do think if they're ready to move on from him, and just from the total outside view, that's what I would guess would happen, that some team will take a chance. There aren't a lot of tight ends out there, and I think he would be intriguing, and they could get something for him. Not much, but they could get something, and they could get the cap space back too.
You know, Greg, running backs are devalued these days, but Nick Chubb is special. He's a little bit different than most running backs, and the Browns have an opportunity here to potentially put an extension on him. What would you do if you're the Browns with Nick Chubb?
It's a tough call because he's like what they're all about, you know, as a player, as a performer. He's so good. And yet I look at the running backs who've gotten the big deals around the league, and I would personally have him play out this year and then reward him. I don't know if there's a way to, you know, make him happy in the meantime. But that's what I do. Cause I've just seen some of these guys get their contracts a little early. Some then get hurt. Some don't perform as well. Some keep it going like an Alvin Kamara. I guess I'm not in a hurry right now. If I'm them, to him on that rookie contract, if there's any way, you know, you can bump him up a little with incentives, things like that, but that's tricky coming off the rookie deal. I would wait, and I would enjoy having, you know, the best backfield in the league. I know you guys won't agree, but I don't think that's a bold statement. I think those two, that is the best backfield in the league, and that's what they'll build around.
Greg, thanks so much. This was really great stuff, and we made it through a whole entire interview without asking you about whether or not Baker Mayfield really saw an UFO. So, like, congrats to everybody involved.
Well, yeah, I mean, he thinks he saw it, so I guess we didn't make it all the way through, so then I believe him if he thinks he saw it.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you, man.
See you guys.
That's Greg Rosenthal, NFL.com, NFL Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.